everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Joypad Podcast. We are once more, as is usual, running at 75% capacity because Megan is out, as she's put it, doing wedding stuff, which I guess is important. Meh. Anyways, with me today are Mr. Michael Fleming and Tom, and we're going to talk about video games and stuff and probably go off on rants like we usually do, because that's, you know, I was thinking about it the other day, and ranting is, like, cool and everything, and obviously entertaining, but most of the time it's not about good things and things we enjoy, which was kind of the whole premise of the podcast. But you know what, at this point I don't really care anymore.
Premises are dead, Mike.
I know. I'm just gonna think about all the good things that I want to talk about, and we'll see if we come back around to positiveness. For now, I'll throw it to Mr. Michael Fleming. What are you drinking? How are you feeling? What have you been playing? What has brought you joy this week? What sparked joy, TMTM Marie Kondo?
Okay, well, I did it muted because I didn't want to interrupt your introduction, but I am drinking a Cherry Coke now. That is my beverage of choice. I am feeling quite tired. I went to bed at 3 in the morning and then woke up at 7 because we have an exterminator that comes every so often, and he was here today and he wanted to come at 8 a.m. So I got up early for that. I'm feeling kind of tired, but the Cherry Coke will help. That will bring me joy. What else will bring me joy? I will tell you, I was playing a game that's not new, but I would say it's new to me. It's rediscovered by me because I haven't played in a long time, and I apologize for the 3-ish minute segue we're about to have, because I was playing Madden again. I decided to play Madden again.
What year?
Still 21, because I don't buy it every year because I'm lazy, and also it costs money.
Oh, but Justin Fields isn't even in your game. How can you even have fun?
Wait, Justin Fields is in the game. Trevor Lawrence 21. Is not. Or 22. Madden 22? It's the year before Trevor Lawrence, so it'd be when Tom Brady was on the Bucks. So that'd be 20.
Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields are in the same draft class.
Oh, then Justin Fields isn't in it. That explains why the Bears have sucked a lot, just so you know. So I'm doing what I did before, which is the best way, in my opinion, to play Madden, because when I play Madden, I typically win. Even on all Madden, unless there's bullshit cheating, which is a rant that I could go into, but happy times. The best part about the game, in my opinion, is like moving the chess pieces of trading and getting the right players, and there's a lot of gimmicks you can do to like cheat the computer, where you like sign free agents and then go and grab a draft pick from them and then keep building a super team like Tom plays it. I go and get my rookies and I figure everything out. But I have I'm playing as the Bengals, of course. But what I did this time was I did a full fantasy draft. So every player that's in the game, of course, you know, people like Lamar Jackson, who's bullshit overpowered in the game, but he was taken like number one overall, basically. Patrick Mahomes went pretty fast too. What brought me joy is the fact that I didn't think to grab a quarterback in the first like round, if you will. And by the time I could choose a quarterback, the best two available were Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll draft two old guys. So on my team were Drew Brees and Tom Brady. I drafted Drew Brees away after the preseason because I decided to stick with Tom Brady. He went to the playoffs a couple times, but I could not, partially because I haven't played in a while, I could not win the games. But I don't, again, I play on the hardest difficulty, all Madden, and with all the bars up and stuff, like I play at really difficult games. So anyway, I ended up having to do a rebuild, which is fine. The Bengals can go through that. Couldn't get a good quarterback for a little bit, but finally got one in the first round. Won 3 back-to-back Super Bowls, then went back into, you know, just not winning, not even making the playoffs, so I couldn't even like use my decent skills to play. I was just not making the playoffs. So decided to trade away my quarterback. Probably a stupid move because he's gone on to like win other Super Bowls and stuff for other teams. But I got a new guy, and I just went to back-to-back Super Bowls. So I've played like 10 to 15 of the seasons. I think you could play like max of 30 or something like that, 20. I forget how many it is. But that's the max, and at least the Madden I'm playing. So
now are you – I know you have previously just kind of simulated the regular season and just played the playoffs. Is that what you're doing?
That is what I'm doing. Yep, simulating the season. If I get to the playoffs, I play the playoffs. And I've gotten to the playoffs and typically win up to the Super Bowl, but I have had – I lost in the wild card twice because I was playing some really good teams, and I lost in the championship once. I think out of the – I think I've missed the playoffs like three times, and then I've been in the playoffs every other time, winning five Super Bowls over the course of the 10 or 15 years I've played so far. So pretty good. It's been fun because I haven't played in a while. I really like the whole team building aspect of it. I really like finding, you know, these like simulated, you know, created characters that the game puts in, and then trying to draft the right ones and stuff like that. So that's been a lot of fun. I did to get the new quarterback I have, who's moving quickly to 99 overall, and an X Factor QB. I had to trade two first rounders to get the first rounder, first number one overall, because I knew that he would go. He came out pretty strong. He's not the best I've ever seen. I've seen better quarterbacks, but he's pretty darn good. So I've been playing a lot of that. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just have to say I did a similar thing recently. So I'm back to playing a new Bears game now. But since we're on the topic of Madden, we'll just get it over now. I did a fantasy draft as well, and I started off with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback because I thought it would be interesting. Man, it is different having a left-handed quarterback.
It is very different.
It changes everything.
But you can just edit him, right, and change him to right-handed, and he's not impacted at all?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But I played with him at left-hand. It was just a little bit different for a couple seasons, and then I built up my draft stock, and I traded him for Patrick Mahomes, and I played with Patrick Mahomes, won a couple Super Bowls with him, and then there was this guy in the draft that was amazing and just had like elite arm strength and like faster speed than wide receivers, and like I picked him, and he has like 99 speed and like was amazing. So Patrick Mahomes got traded for a bunch of draft picks, and now I have Lawrence Walker.
Ah, yes.
Who has gray hair all over at the age of like 21.
Mine is my quarterback now is Oscar Ortega. He is a 6 foot like five African American man, and he's pretty good. He has like 86 speed, but his throw power is like 98, and his accuracy is really high too.
That's still a very good combo.
He can. Yeah. I typically can run fast enough to get, as long as I have some distance, to get the first down. So games have been, I don't want to say easy. I've definitely had some where it's like pretty close. And funny enough, my defense has always been rated very high. My offense is like 78 to 82 overall. But then my defense is usually like 84 to 87, and I think the highest I got was at the end of one of my seasons in the Super Bowl. It was ranked 88, which is the highest I've ever seen. So
I got my fantasy team to 99.
Yeah,
99.
But you,
it was ridiculous.
Okay, I spoke too loudly, bringing joy here, but you play the game very differently than I do.
You
traded Patrick Mahomes.
I had a guy that was like an X Factor talent out of the draft with 99 speed and like 98 throw power.
I know, but it's just funny because like there was one season that I was playing recently where I did get, like I said, my first draft pick. I was like, of course he's going to start right away. Even if I don't get there, he's going to gain so many points in one season. And available in the free agents was Lamar Jackson, though he had like 40 bids on him. It was insane.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Mahomes was there too, and Joe Burrow was there. So all three of them were there. And I was like, oh, I want all three of you, and I could trade you for draft picks, but I didn't do it. But anyway.
So it's not possible to cheese free agency the way that you used to be able to, I think, in like, I forget it was 21-22.
Yeah.
But like now, it used to be that if they had zero offers, you could make them like a low ball offer, and they might just accept it. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of times I would offer like I don't know,
500,000 or whatever.
Zeke Elliott showed up with like no bids and I would be like, here's $1 million a year for 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know, would you take that contract? And then he would sign and you'd be like, okay, I don't have to allocate any cap to this guy.
Yeah.
But you can't do that anymore, so you actually have to think about your money, which I like. I think it's fun that way.
Yeah.
But the cheese now is like, for whatever reason, if you trade for a guy that's already signed a long-term contract somewhere else, you don't have to pay his bonus. You just get him.
Oh,
like, you
okay.
just get his salary portion. So yeah. often when I have people with expiring contracts, I'll just trade them out for a guy who might be a little bit better, a little bit less, and I'll put draft picks in with it to make it happen. And I will get the guy with the long-term contract that's already paid.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, my cap is still, like, tight. I'm just, like, finding the way to get the draft picks and make it work.
So, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, and it's we've gone through Madden enough. I don't have to explain all my complaints about it, but there's definitely been some balls that have bounced around and suddenly a guy has an interception and he's running back for seven and you're in the championship game and you think you're about to go to another Super Bowl and you don't and you get frustrated, but you decide, you know what? It's just Madden. Who cares? So yeah. I've been, like I said, I played a lot, but the seasons fly by because of simulation. I play, I guess this max 4 games a season is what I play. Like I will just, even if I'm like, even if it's like 9-8 and if I win, or excuse me, 9-6 and if I win the game, then I go, I'm going to go to the playoffs. If I lose, I won't make it. I just simulate it and see what happens. So,
yeah,
you know, if I hit the wild card, I will play.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. I tried doing that for a while and I had fun with that too. But the way I do now, I actually reduced quarter length to 5 minutes. I used to do 7. That was too long. And I play offense only. So defense is boring. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I don't play defense, which is probably why I've been so focused on getting my defensive score overall
high. That's exactly what I do.
It's probably it's probably a big part of that. So
I can make scrubs good on offense. Defense I have no control over.
Yeah. So I don't really. I just play offense only. But I do 12 minutes with accelerated clock though. So that's part of it. But anyway, so tons of Madden over the past like week. Like, seriously, it was, like, last Thursday. I was like, eh, screw it. I have the weekend. I'm going to play Madden. So I played Madden, like, all weekend and then most of the week. After we talked on Thursday, Tom, I played Madden for a while.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm almost done, and then I'll restart potentially if I decide to play more. I think at some point I'll probably buy one of the Maddens, but I'd love to see it go on sale instead of spend out the full 50, 40, whatever it'll end up being. Just because it's not like my game, it's just a game I go come back to once in a while.
I think it went down to 30 recently, and it'll just keep going down.
It will.
I'll be interested to see what the next version is because there's been that edict that's just kind of like make it really good or go home for the current development team.
Yeah.
So I hope they rise up to that.
Yeah. Outside of that, I've played a lot of Madden. Sorry, I'm just thinking. What else did I play?
You sound like me.
I don't think I played really. Like I know I played Age of Empires because I changed my name. So there's a Civ called Tootin. So right now my Steam name is Ate Some Beans, and now I'm Tootin, and I was playing as the Tootins the whole time. So that brought me joy because every game I was like, I ate too many beans, stuff like that. So I played a couple games of Age of Empires 2. I think outside of that, though, I haven't played anything else. There's games that we've talked about, and I know we played Ultimate Chicken Horse with the Turtle last Saturday, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, enough Madden talk, enough me talk. Tom, how are you? How you feeling? What brings you joy? What games brought you joy? Is Pinto still awake, do you think?
I think yes.
Good.
I have nothing to add to Madden discussion. The last time I played a Madden game was in 2008 when Tom
Four
and I bought Madden
like
05
yeah.
for 99 cents.
Sure did. I also have just been mostly playing Madden, so that's why I say you sound like me, because I honestly, it's just been real busy weeks for me. I've had a lot going on, in the middle of a decent work change, which I'll talk more about at another point in time. But that's been putting a lot on me, and work's just been real busy outside of that. So it's my comfort zone game is Madden, and I pick it up, and I basically laid it all out with you. But the thing I've been having fun with is trying to find like different real players to play with. This time out, somehow I managed to get like Aiden Hutchinson on my team. Like in his rookie year, I traded for him, and Chase Young. So like I had two really good edge rushers, and the Bears have no good edge rushers in real life to begin with. So it's kind of fun. I think you already called it out, to do a lot of that trading and negotiating and drafting. That's the best part of playing Madden for me. And that's why it's fun to like restart and try something a different way. So I've been having a good time with that. I pick on Madden, but I have like, if I check it, I think it's like 190 something hours in Madden. So clearly I get some fun out of it. I always feel justified in my purchase because I know I'm milking it for all it's worth. The one thing I have not played, but I did see there was an update to the game Sunhaven, which I believe I shared with you guys, which I own, and I have had fun with before. But there's a multiplayer update, and it's on patch 1.0, and I think it would be a lot of fun to play together. It's a lot like Stardew Valley, except there's a lot more focus on like the magic and questing and kind of mining / dungeon diving in the game. And instead of just being human villagers with a couple oddities, there's a demon town, there's a fairy town. You can have farms in both of those and do all kinds of different stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I hope we get to play that together. I also picked up at least one new game on the Steam Spring Sale, which is a thing, which is Tactics Ogre Reborn, which is out there for, I think, like $40 right now. And that's basically the predecessor to Final Fantasy Tactics. So that's been on my radar for a long time. One of those things that I forget about if I don't have enough time to do. But I saw it on sale and said, hey, that might be a fun one. So hopefully I'll get more into that. I feel like I am giving a mea culpa to the listener, because a lot of my game choices since Midnight Suns have been boring. But I also want to call out, while we talk about the rants, I have gone on many positive rants about Midnight Suns, and I will go on many more positive rants about Midnight Suns. So, that's it. Just having a little water. So, Pinto, it's on you. How you doing? What you drinking, playing? What do you drink while you're playing? And what do you play while you're drinking? And, yeah. What's up?
I, too, am drinking a Cherry Coke, Mr. Fleming.
Ooh, synergy.
It's almost empty, though. Well, I have a glass. I poured it into a glass because I added ice to it. I have not been playing too much. Mostly, I'm still playing Resident Evil 4. I'm playing through all the extra content, which I never really did before, despite the game being 20 years old. I usually just played the main campaign, and then I was like, okay, cool. And then moved on with my life. But there's a couple extra things. There's Assignment Ada, which is like a non-canon adventure, and then Separate Ways, which is a kind of like a, well, I was gonna say mini game, but not like mini game as in fun game, but mini game as in like a whole extra campaign that is smaller than the main campaign, but add some context to it. And it's kind of funny because there's a lot of points where it's supposed to be taking place at the same time as the main game, but if you played the main game, you know it's not, because, like, when you're running around as Ada, you can hear Leon in the background, like, shooting things and running around, and you might be able to, like, catch a glimpse of him running by, and you're like, that's a weird retcon you just did, but okay, I guess. I'm only on chapter 1. I believe there are 5 chapters, but it shouldn't take me too long to get through that. And that's really been about it, because I'm an old man and I have to get up super early for work, and I have a commute and it sucks. And I've been staying late and working extra days because I hate my life. So, yeah, Hopefully that situation will change soon. Both the hating my life and the hating my job. Beyond that, I don't know. What I actually wanted to talk about, and, you know, it kind of came up a little bit with Tom talking about it came up a little bit with you talking about the Steam Spring Sale, because I purchased a couple games myself. I bought The Last Spell, which looked interesting to me. It's apparently a tactical RPG in the vein of, like, you know, Tactics Ogre, Final Fantasy Tactics, and what's the one? Into the Breach. Very similar to that. It's you're fighting against zombies and monsters using magicians and stuff. I have not played it yet. Sounded like something that would be up my alley. I also bought Played Up, because we've been talking about that for a while, and I definitely want to play that.
Played Up is good.
And
play it together.
Yeah, what I kind of just wanted to talk about, and this is like a wistful thing, like, what games do we want to play? Because there are a lot of games I want to play, and we've spoken about this in... Yeah, Tom, I see the hands. I am Jesus Christ.
He knows.
We've talked about this in the sense that, gosh, it's almost daunting to try and play a new game these days. To have to commit yourself to learning new mechanics and learning new things, and just all that nonsense. And at the same time, I'm like, I have so many games that I want to play.
Yeah.
Like, all the games I bought. I want to play Played Up. I want to play The Last Spell. I want to play just, like, tons of games. Like, I want to play games with you guys. I was going to say I want to play War Selection, but we played last week, and I feel like...
It wasn't great.
I feel like we didn't have a good time. But
I didn't have an awful time, though, I'll be honest. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, there isn't enough time to play the games I want to play, and I want to play a lot of games. Because I've been thinking about, like, oh, man, I want to go back and play, like, these old RPGs that I really love, and I haven't played in a long time. And it's like, well, RPGs take a long time to play.
Yeah. I think that's a thing that's hard for all of us, because I think all of us basically grew up playing RPGs and enjoying longer form games. And as we get older, we just don't have as much time to play those same kinds of games. So what we tend towards in terms of enjoyment, we also tend away from in terms of time that we have to do that thing. You know what I mean? I mean, it's... I want two things. I want more time in general just to play games, but I also feel like I want my brain to be able to process complex rules faster. So, you know, when I played a game like Midnight Suns, it was great because it made sense to me pretty quickly. So, I mean, there was a design in there that took a lot of the complexity out. Now, I mean, there was still a good amount to learn, but and master, but it made it easy on my brain to get in there. Whereas other games, I'm staring down Age of Wonders 3, which is in my Steam library. I love the idea. It's basically a game where, like, you have civilization style grand strategy kind of situations, but when you get into the combat, it turns into XCOM style tactical battles. And different units have different abilities and specialities, and you know, you have commanders who have special moves and stuff that you can use to win or lose your battles. But there's a lot to it, to making sure that you're winning at different levels, and every race plays different. And it's like, man, I don't know if I have it in me to do that, but I want to. You know, I want to.
My thought is that, if I'm going to, like, I don't really have a lot of, like, solo games I want to play, and the games that I do want to play, I'd rather play with you guys, so that makes it tough too. So, like, I really want to play through Sons of the Forest, but I really don't want to play through it myself. Like, it's not because I wouldn't have fun, or that I would be incapable of beating the game myself. I just think it's a better experience with you guys. Same as Raft. You know, we had talked about going back and finishing the last chapters of Raft on a new Raft. And I think we even started a game, but we just never got all the way to the newest levels because time commitment has been tough. So, you know, I think for me, that's a big part or challenge as to why I haven't gone in and played a lot of games. But I was just, as Tom was talking, was looking through the Steam sale. There's a lot of great games on sale that are kind of, I guess, in the realm of games that I could play just, like, while doing other things. Like, a lot of those, like Sims-like games, I'm going to say. So, you know, I have Startup Company in my wish list, which is kind of falls into that genre. I think I have another one here. I just can't find it now. Oh, well, I can't find it. So that's another. Tavern Master is one of them. And then I think I have a third one. So, like, those games look like a lot of fun that I could do that, like, I could just, like, leave running almost. But I don't know. It's been tough to make time. And then I know we talked a couple weeks ago about playing Hogwarts Legacy, and I haven't even gotten that yet. And played through that, partially because my wife was considering the Switch for that to play it. So that's why I haven't bought it for PC. But I don't know. I just feel like time commitment, new game, whole brain processing power thing that Tom mentioned. Like, yeah, it's been tough for me to jump into games recently.
That's kind of another thing too, though, that I find interesting is that why do we want to play games where it's like, what's the point if we're barely concentrating on it when you're like, I'm looking for games that I can play while I'm doing something else. I'm looking for a game that I can play while I'm watching YouTube or listening to something. What's, like, we don't actually want to concentrate on the game. We don't want to use our brains, kind of.
For me personally, if I'm going to play a game that I have to use, like, a lot of brain processing power, it's likely to be a competitive where that is, like, 98% of my focus and the other 2% is on my music that I have playing in the background. So, like, Age of Empires can get very intense, just, like, not as much, but pretty close to the StarCraft level because it's an RTS. I've played like FPS games recently. Like, I played through Uncharted again just because I was like, why not? It's not that bad. Or it's a really good game. It's not, you know, the hardest game out there, but it's still a little bit competitive at the crushing level. So why not play through that again? But it's just I think, unfamiliarity of games for me that I'm like, I don't want to spend, like, a whole bunch of money on something that I'm not, like, really, like, wanting to invest time into. That's just always for me personally.
It's difficult to focus on one thing. It's more about me than it is about the game, honestly. I am a little bit worried that I might have, like, ADD or something, and it's getting worse as I get older. But I have generally always played, like, a game and had something else going on. My ability to kind of pay attention to the game, I think, has waned more over time. And I want to get that back. Like, I did a pretty good job with, you know, like I said, with Midnight Suns really captured my attention. And even if I had something else going on, I could get enough focus on Midnight Suns to appreciate the story, the characters, all that stuff. And it was simple enough to pick up the combat and have a lot of fun with it. So I think getting your mechanics digestible is the first step towards making it easily accessible. If you're me. And then from there, you know, it's just how far it can take it. I felt really good about that one. I've been playing Fire Emblem Engage here and there, and the thing with that is there's not so much of a learning curve for me because it's a Fire Emblem game. I know how those work, but the story is just not as interesting, at least at this point. It's just very generic JRPG kind of story. And I'm sure it'll get better and more engaging over time, but I struggle when that's the case sometimes, and I think that's gotten worse for me over time too. So you know, to get me as a valued supporter, you only have to have mechanics that are easy to pick up but complex to master, you know, an award-winning script with complex and engaging characters, and, you know, plenty of runtime where I don't feel like I'm getting shortchanged. You know, it's just simple things.
And also instant gratification, because if the game doesn't hook you in the first 20 minutes, what's the point?
I didn't say that, but you're not wrong.
I mean, that's a huge thing. I'll go further and say if a game doesn't get my attention within the first 2 hours of the Steam, like, return policy.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, like, that's Steam.
I know, so. But I'm just saying, like, that also for our dear listeners out there, I'm sure that any of them that are trying to be cost conscious are like, yeah, if I buy a game, I'll play the first hour, and if it's not that good, like, I still can return it. But if I keep going and it still sucks, well, now I can't return it anymore. So I think that plays a small part in it too. For me, it's just the, like, I'll see a game, I'm like, oh, that might be kind of cool. But then, like, I do a lot of research before I just up and buy a game. So, like, Sunhaven, Tom, you mentioned, and recommended us to play. I got recommended it. I watched a couple of videos and added to a wish list. But if I'm going to go and buy it, what I'm probably going to do is, like, watch every video that's, you know, they have and all the screenshots, read some of the reviews, and then go watch, like, a YouTube Let's Play if I can find one. Or some kind of, like, you know, Let's Play available somewhere, whether the dev, like, some dev stream on Steam to show, like, what the game's like. Like, I'd probably do something like that. I've also been very hesitant with, like, games still under development recently. Just, like, will the developer leave it? Will they go in a different direction that I like? Will they, you know, say they need more revenue, so they start implementing, like, loot box like things or some other kind of, like, well, we're not going to give you this feature unless you pay the money now or something. So
yeah.
I've also really hesitated to buy games that are not complete. But if a game's complete and it has good reviews and, like, a friend's recommended it and it's on sale, like, that to me is, like, a game I want to play. Like, when Uncharted came out, I was so excited because I watched the playthrough of it before I wanted to, like, play it myself. And it was a fantastic game by a really well-known developer. And it had a really cool storyline, you know, so that was, like, a no-brainer purchase for me. But, like, a lot of other games are just like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm less picky in that regard, but I would say if I could boil it down to its essence outside of, like, oh, yeah, I want great gameplay and you know, I can figure it out and great story and characters. I want a game that's easy to pick up and play, where I can honestly stop anytime I want, but also I don't want to stop. So basically, like drugs. I want my game to be like drugs, where I want to feel like I can stop anytime I want, but I want to keep going. So I mean, and I get that way, like, I always think about Civilization, right? You can stop after any turn, but even when you get to the end of the game and you've won, or, you know, someone else has won, there's always that option that says one more turn, dot, dot, dot. And yeah, half the time I'll click that because I get invested and I want to keep playing and get that total world domination or, you know, whatever it is. I want to feel that way with more games. Whereas when I get into something like XCOM 2, one battle will take me like an hour or longer. And sometimes I feel like that's too long. And I wonder if, you know, being able to stop mid-battle, and maybe I can, I just can't do that, would help me out. Or if the battles felt a little bit more bite-sized, if I could, you know, engage with that a little bit more.
You can't stop mid-battle.
Sorry, I'll like forget where I'm at or like what my strategy was.
It kills your immersion. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, but I just wanted to mention you can, even if it like throws off your groove, as Kuzco would say.
I get it.
I like trying new games. Like how you described how you vet your games, Fleming, is fascinating to me. I watched someone play the game and now I want to play it. Like That would... I've watched someone play a game, and now I'm like, now I don't. I know what happens.
That's a different thing, though, for two primary reasons. One, Uncharted was only available on PlayStation, so I could not play it because I didn't have a PlayStation. And two, it was, like, years since I saw people playing it. And I didn't, like, remember the whole storyline or anything. I just saw, like, I saw it over time, but I, like, was watching it while cooking or when I was doing another game, and I just put it on the background because I couldn't, like, so I was never, like, fully invested. But, yeah, it's, I have a very different approach to spending money and spending money on games in particular than I think most people do.
So I will say if I see someone playing like a story-oriented game, I'm probably not going to want to play that if the whole story's been played out in front of me. But when I see a game, like several games I've seen played, and it's made me want to get that game. So Ultimate Chicken Horse is actually a game I saw played, mm-hmm. and I said, oh my god, if we get this, we will freaking love this game.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, and we do. Played Up is the same way. I saw it played and I went, oh, this is great. It's like it's kind of like Overcooked, but it seems like we will hate each other less playing this game.
It's less infuriating. It's still infuriating, yes. But less infuriating. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, things like that, especially where it's like multiplayer or, you know, I don't even want to say competitive because I don't really like competitive games that much, if I'm being honest. But, like, when I see multiplayer games, I get inspired and I think of, like, the different ways that we as a group could enjoy those games together.
Yeah.
Or, like, Stardew, you know, like, different things that you can, like, do in Stardew or Minecraft that I haven't thought of are things that get me inspired.
Yeah, I think I fall into the same camp of that where, like, if there is a story-based game coming out that I know, like, I'm interested in, I will not watch like a let's play of it. If I see, like, you know, I watch a couple different let's play channels, but if I see that they played this game that I'm interested in but I know it's heavily story based, no way.
Yeah, I saw I think it was Game Grumps was playing It Takes Two and I was like, I don't want to watch you guys play this because I don't want it spoiled for me. Like, I want to enjoy that experience myself. Have I played the game since that point? No, but it still seems like it would be something fun to do.
Yeah, and just there are certain aspects, like you said, story-based, and things like, you know, I know this isn't your guys' bag, but like a horror game, I wouldn't watch someone play a horror game that I wanted to play myself because then it takes away the spooks, and what's the point of playing a horror game if you're not gonna get spooked?
Yeah, you have to have anticipation.
I have one more thought around the actual premise of the question or the comments around the premise of the question or topic as well. You said, like, why don't you devote like full attention to the game you're playing and you separate it between that and, let's say, YouTube videos. Part of it is just time. I have 4 hours in a day that I can do whatever I want. I'm just putting out a number. 4 hours. So I can spend those 4 hours playing a really immersive game, and that's all I do, and enjoy it. But then I've missed out on everything else I want to do. Or I could play, like, a game, like Tom said, where, like, if I need to go cook dinner in the middle of it, I can go do that and, like, leave the game to do its own thing or pause it or whatever and come back to it. So I think it's in our age group at this point, it's where we don't have enough time to get all the things we want to do or enjoy done. So we kind of say, oh, I'll play this type of game while also watching the news YouTube channel that I like to listen to, or I'll listen to this podcast or watch, you know, this fun creator, you know, play his game while I'm playing a different game, you know, just as he's kind of working through and, like, the parts die down or something. So I think it's probably, for at least our age group, a time thing where it's just like, I want to do everything, but I don't have enough time, so I'm gonna try, even if it makes both of those things not as enjoyable if that's, like, your only focus. Ta-da.
I wanted to throw something else against the broader question of, you know, what kind of games do we want? Man, I, like many others, have realized that I just love simulation games. like taking away like the rails of a story and making it more of like you are in exposition, things can happen. Like, that's why I loved Crusader Kings for as long as I did. There's just a lot of possibility and a lot of crazy different directions you can go with it. You know, I have a game that I started, I think, around Christmas time where I was playing in the Iberian struggle and unifying Spain, and I had never done that before, and just playing the way that that goes. And, you know, like we talked about in Madden, there's different way to approach trades and free agency and the draft and stuff like that. It's almost the same in Crusader Kings, where you can kind of pursue one direction or limit yourself to something else. So I think in my first game, I had like a Catholic ruler that I changed to another Christian faith and went that way. I've had other games where I've reformed the Christian faith and make myself the Pope of that religion, and then, you know, you try to conquer your way out that way, but you get to make your own rules. You know, in this one, I'm you know, a Catholic ruler, and I would probably be trying to maintain the Catholic ruler status and, you know, fighting in the Crusades and stuff. So it's all different ways you can kind of play the same game and have different manners of fun, but within the same rule set. So once you master the rule set once, you can keep applying it and try different things. So you just kind of keep growing your toolkit and the way that you enjoy the game. So yeah, I mean, that's one way I like that. But I mean, even beyond the strategic and tactical simulation games, man, Power Wash Simulator is fun. They just released an update where you can power wash the Mako stations in Final Fantasy VII. I haven't played it yet, but sometimes when I've just had a stressful time, I'll just go wash some dirt off stuff, and it takes like an hour or more to wash a whole thing. And even though I'll feel like I don't have an hour to play XCOM, I definitely feel like I have an hour to play Power Wash Simulator because it's not asking my brain to do anything.
I don't get the fascination with those games. Like,
yeah.
I know you really like them, Tom. I know Megan really likes them as well. Like, I have Power Wash Simulator, and I've tried to like find the zen enjoyment that you guys find in it, and it just hasn't happened. And it's not even because it makes me barfy. I thought that might have been it at first, but they did the thing with the camera where it doesn't bother me anymore. And I'm just like, I don't know, I feel like I could be doing more. So
that's fair. I mean, that's totally fair. I feel that way when I'm playing Madden. I always feel like I could be doing more with my time, but sometimes I also accept that I just need that some sort of calm, and I get it from that.
I was going to say the other thing too is routine. Like, I don't personally, but I know a lot of people like star their favorite games or the games they play the most in the Steam library, push them to the top, like pin them or whatever it is.
I didn't even know it could do that.
I think you can.
I didn't know Stardew Valley would be at the very tippy top for
I'm pretty sure,
but
yeah,
I just scroll down to S.
Yep, I know alphabets.
Yeah, if you can add it to a new collection and put that collection above all the other games. I don't do it, but I'm pretty sure you can do it. It is kind of work, and that's something I would skip doing as well. I would just type in the game name. But like, one thing that I found is like, I could go learn a new RTS or whatever, but I've got Age of Empires. I know how to play that. I'll just go play that again. Or like, oh, I could go play this story-based game, but I don't really know like where I'm supposed to go in the game, or like, is this game gonna be that good? I'll just go play Age of Empires. So it becomes very routine at night sometimes, and like, you gotta kind of break out of those routines, and it's really hard in games because like, everything else in the routine is the same. Like, you've gone and got yourself your cherry coke. You know, worked through the day. Now you've sat down at your desk for the nighttime, like, enjoyment, you know, veg time. And, well, I guess I'm just going to do the same thing I did last night and play more Age of Empires instead of this game. So
it's a big routine. What are we going to do tonight? The same thing we do every night.
Yeah, and so,
try to take over the Age of Empires world.
What would be interesting is if, like, we held each other, like, accountable. Like, you've mentioned this game five times. And you
it's
never
very
went back
interesting
and
that you bring that up, because that's something I was going to mention off the record that we should be doing. And I was going to say, like, you know, it's whatever. We're recording a podcast. We do this for ourselves. No offense, listeners. It's a very good excuse for us to get together for, you know, an hour to 2 hours a week, which we have a hard enough fucking time doing, as evidenced by the past month where we can't get four people together for an hour once a week. And my suggestion was going to be, let's try and do it twice a week where we play different games together and not the games that we always play.
We could do that.
Like a different game that we haven't played as like a group play?
Yeah.
So like Sunhaven... Thomas mentioned
Sunhaven, Played Up, go
Sons
back to
Forest.
Overcooked and see if we want to slit each other's throats again, you know.
I would definitely do it.
I'm into it,
but it's provided people can, like, the group as a whole can make it a commitment. That's the biggest challenge, right? You know, one person can't make it, well then it starts to break apart, and you know, before you know it, you're just not doing it. So it's tough.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough.
We could
do
Core Keeper. We could do Minecraft.
I think I just deleted Core Keeper, actually, but I could reinstall it. It's not a big game.
Yeah, offline outside the podcast, we can figure that out and bring it out next time on the podcast. Like, oh yeah, we've started trying, but we can't get the time right, or oh, we just don't know what games yet.
Guess what we started playing, guys? Diablo 3.
Oh, God. Diablo 4 is coming out pretty soon, actually. I don't know if you guys have heard
about
that.
Blizzard bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I'm not saying let's go get it. I'm just more commenting on the fact that Blizzard... they did something stupid, too, I think, where, like, if you pre-order the game, you get into the beta, or you can, like... pay $5 to get into the beta or something. I know there was something else where, like, you could pay that for the beta, or you could pre-order and then get into beta. But
I'm,
like,
pretty sure I bought a Hearthstone beta key back in the day, like from eBay. So
Hearthstone, it's been a while since we've done that.
I have no desire to go back to
me
it
either. Me either. But I'd give it a shot if that's where you thought this topic was going. Just have to figure out what games it will be and when.
Well, my motives are twofold, because I want to record more content for the YouTubes as well. And God, I'm not as entertaining by myself. I'm really not.
Aww.
I don't think anyone is, to be honest. Solo,
it's hard to fly solo.
Solo shit's hard, man. Yeah, it'd be like... You're just like, you realize you've been concentrating on the game for 2 minutes. You're like, holy shit, I haven't said anything.
You have to find a way to just talk constantly, which goes against the grain for so many people. I think everybody, probably, except maybe me. I do talk a lot. I don't know. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's so much, and my creative process in anything has always been better collaboratively. So,
I think in general most people are better collaboratively. Even if they're good solo, I think they're better collaboratively. But yeah, I mean, I'm totally on board for this idea. I hope it's something we can enact. It will help us also have more to talk about when we have the podcast, instead of hearing me say, well, guys, I played Madden again this week. I'm up to 250 hours. But yeah, I'm totally on board there.
For our video viewers, I'd like to apologize. I just spit water everywhere because my body forgot how to swallow.
Ooh. You all right? You needing a minute?
Yeah,
it's fine. I was muted. But you guys, if you want to see that, you'll have to catch the video feed where just a font of water comes pouring out of my mouth.
Check out YouTube for that premium visual content.
Excuse me.
A Pinto just drooling out all the water.
That is exactly what happened. You guys ever have that where your body just forgets how to do something that you've been doing for 30 plus years?
Yes, I've had that happen, and water is a common one.
Yeah. It's the medulla oblongata sometimes needs to get slapped for forgetting to do so.
Smack!
Yeah.
like my shirt soaked. Oh god, I'm not gonna strip on camera, but yuck.
Oh god.
Go to YouTube for that premium visual content.
Patreon content.
Um I was going to mention one other thing, which is, you know, we're talking about games that we want to see, or like things that would make us want to play games. Uh-huh. Age has made me want to stray away from anything. I don't want to say anything, but a lot of like violent games. Ooh. Anything that's more to do with like exploration and discovery and finding something new and unique is a lot more interesting to me than like Call of Duty shoot a man.
I don't think I've ever really been into violent games in general. Like if a game happens to have violence, like take a Grand Theft Auto. Obviously those games are quite violent, but it's also like you don't have to play them that way, even though everyone will be like, well, that's what makes it fun, is when you just run people over and shoot them. It's like, I mean, maybe if you're a sociopath, but like,
yeah, I mean, the entertainment in Grand Theft Auto is really in the story, like,
yeah,
well, and it's written like a giant farce.
Tom, what about, I'm going to use it just because I pointed it so I feel competent. What about something like Uncharted, that where like you are going through a story, you are discovering, you're figuring out puzzles, but then there's obviously, like, let's be honest.
But then you're also shooting a man.
Let's be honest, Nathan Drake is a mass murderer, even if he's doing most of it defensively, he's a mass murderer. So, you know, like, what about something like that?
I'm not off put by it. I mean, I think it's in service of the greater story narrative, and that's what makes it good. So, but I will say, like, Fleming, I don't think you've ever played the original Uncharted versus like Uncharted 4, like 2, 3. The original Uncharted has so much just running around with a gun and shooting people. It's stupid. Like and I'm glad I played it first, because the games after it are so much better. And it really changes completely by the time you get to Uncharted 2. So I was, you know, very happy with that change. And it, you know, it's almost like, you know, I think about Dino Crisis or like Resident Evil, where you're just walking around with a gun, and when you see people, you just blap them. Like that's what Uncharted 1 kind of felt like to me. But then it becomes so much puzzle solving and, you know, hey, the bad guys are after us, you know, we need to get them, you know, kind of Metal Gear Solid style. Situation. And I love Metal Gear Solid too. I actually like a lot in that your options are to engage in combat or to try and like hide. You know, it's seems such a novel and simple thing now, but like back when that came out, hiding wasn't really part of the formula. So you know, I appreciate that about that, and there was a lot of story infused in those games too, and I think that probably had a big influence on me. Same with Mass Effect. I mean, there's always combat in Mass Effect, but it's all in service of the story, and I don't feel like it's ever very gratuitous. So
you're talking about where violence is like the first priority, like a Call of Duty or Battlefield, stuff like that, which is
Doom. I think just in general, I just have a preference for, you know, things that are able to accomplish whatever they're after without having it necessarily being a combat focused game.
Yeah, that's why,
like, there's combat in Minecraft, but the building stuff and discovering stuff is the fun part about Minecraft.
It's why I like Payday 2 so much, because aside from a couple missions, you could do almost all the missions stealth, or you could, like, and some were very hard and stuff.
Yeah, as long as you know where every single fucking camera is and where all the guards patrol, and you're also level 1300.
Yes,
yeah. Fleming, I'm sorry, I know you love Payday. It was the most frustrating experience in the world for
Payday
me.
Payday was so much fun. I played so many hours of Payday. It was like...
We know.
It was like playing Counter-Strike, but just like... not with a bunch of 15-year-olds screaming because you lost a 4v1 or 1v4 or something like that. So, yeah, it was always enjoyable. And yes, I was very high level with basically every gun and all that, too. That is true.
We were level 12.
If that.
I was going into missions with 2 flamethrowers intentionally. What's your weapon? Oh, a flamethrower. What's your backup weapon? Also a flamethrower. I'm going to die a lot, but that's okay.
I'm trying to make it fun. No, I think about Grand Theft Auto, too, and there's also Grand Theft Auto Online. Where, you know, people do silly things, but there's also a lot of, like, story missions, heists, stuff like that. The things that make Grand Theft Auto fun. And that's another thing we would have fun playing as a team, I think.
Yeah, I do think that would be fun, especially because, like, you know, it's been 10 years since Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. And, boy, I'd like to play a Grand Theft Auto game. And there ain't one coming out, so I guess Grand Theft Auto Online is the way to go.
Yep. That's because that's all they've done. That's all they've done. It's worked on Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yeah, a lot of, like, really good games are turning 10 this year. The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Grand That's Theft crazy. Auto 5. Oh. Those are the two I can think of off the top of my head, but I know there's plenty more good games that came out in 2013.
Speaking of The Last of Us, the last episode of the first season of the HBO television program has aired. And I just saw it today. And it ends the same... Well, there's a little bit more added to it, but it's the same as how the first game ends. So it was...
Oh, God.
Interesting.
My heart, just thinking about it. I haven't watched the show at all, but just remembering how the game ends, I'm just like, ah, emotions.
Yeah. I can honestly say, I think, you know, several episodes back, when it was first coming out, I was like... you know, I'd really like to see them interject, like, more backstory and, like, expound on moments and stuff like that. They have done that. They've done a really good job of doing that throughout the season. And I feel like the characters are very well played, so highly, highly recommend the show.
I'm sure I'll check it out eventually. I'm very, 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 very bad about watching things. So,
I am too. I have a wife that wants to watch them, so that's how I ended up watching it.
I'm sure it will happen, but I can't say when, and I make no guarantees.
Well, it's also only on HBO, so you have to have it or acquire a copy of the video somehow.
Video? What fucking year is it?
Well, the show. Like, you have to get the video file.
Sorry, I was thinking, like, legit, like, video, like, VHS cassette tape. I was like, oh, yeah, bootleg, baby!
I meant, like, a video file.
Recorded that
on
my VCR.
No, I was thinking a video file, and I was thinking, like, you have to acquire it from the high seas, but that's all I can say.
Right.
I bet there's someone out there that is still recording things on VHS. Like HBO or whatever.
Probably.
I wonder if anyone tried to stream the show but act like they were playing the game, like that one guy that streamed UFC pay-per-views and acted like he was playing the game and he didn't get caught. Because he would just, like, hold the controller and react like he was playing it when he was just streaming the fucking fights.
That's kind of fun.
That's strange, man. And no one caught that.
No, I gotta try doing that with WrestleMania in a couple of weeks when I buy WWE 2K23, which has just come out.
I hope it's good.
I heard it's really good. Yeah.
I recently watched some footage of that game, and like an older game. And I just love the way all the crazy customizations.
Yeah.
And, like, all the ways you can interact with stuff. So, I mean, I think that's great.
I know I've mentioned this before with the, like, you know, you can create a wrestler. Everyone always just creates the jacked dude covered in black tribal tattoos wearing, like, the Jason mask with long black hair. And I'm like, yep, some things never change.
Mess it up for us.
Oh, I love the monster factories on those.
Yes. Snack Breath and Sweet
Snack
Gene.
Breath, Dwayne the Pebble Johnson.
Well, I think it's about that time. Sorry for the throat clearing. I still have water in my nose.
Ooh. He's soldiering through.
Yeah, I think... this is a fact that has become very apparent to me throughout the years we've been doing this podcast is, all four of us, Megan included, have, pretty different approaches to gaming, how we, you know, find the things we want, and two, we're old. and that makes us sad because we can't play games the way we want to anymore.
Yeah, and really, I think we really did grow up as long-form appreciators, and long forms take time, and we're just losing time. So I want more time.
Yeah, let's win the lottery and then go from there.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm into it.
Anything else that anyone wants to add before I take us out of our misery?
I will buy more time from anyone who is offering. Please send a self-addressed stamp postcard to Tom at Joypad, care of your mom.
There's still only there's only two jars of peanut butter, and I'm disappointed. Anyways, thanks for listening, everyone. We did pretty good about like not complaining too much. We got a little wistful and reflective, but I wouldn't say we got sad. If you have any suggestions for us about things that will make us happy, if you want to send us money, feel free. Go to joypadpod.com and find all of our socials and all that stuff. Suggest games we can play. Suggest things you'd like to hear us talk about. And tell us to suck a dick, dumb shits. Whatever.
That's rude. Don't do that.
I think that's about it. Let's end it, Tom. I gotta change my shirt. This thing is soaked. You guys can't, like, I'm holding it away from my body because I've got a damp shirt.
It's the rapid dissipation of body heat. You can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have more time and let's spend more time together playing games and staying joyful. Goodbye.
Goodbye.